cliffcentral.com.
Yena funa hamba Congo. Hey, what's up, everybody? Umaraza Law, aka Mr. Kwan, aka PLIND, and you're listening to the Unplugged Radio Show, 12 to 1 p.m. every single Thursday on Cliff Central. It's too short, like me.
Yeah, baby! Yeah! Welcome to it. It is the ultimate show. It is the one and only place where the shortest hour of the week certainly always occurs. This is the Unplugged and In Charge Radio Show. I'm not alone. I'm here with my main man, Simpy Wimpedros.
Yeah! We're out here. We're having the times of our lives, buddy. Yeah. We're about to shut it down within an hour to make you realize that the future is in your hands. It's about to be a session. Yeah. So you best get seated. Yeah. Buckle your seatbelt, because I don't know the ride we're about to go on. It's about to be crazy, baby. It's about to be crazy. All right, let's do this. Let's do this.
It's about to go down. On cliffcentral.com. I think we need a couple of horns in here.
All right. You know what I think we need to do? We haven't had this in a while. I feel like we need like a young motivational...
A motivational minute. Yeah. Okay, cool. So this is all going to be impromptu. We're going to do a motivational minute. 1 minute to motivate us, and Simpio Pedros is going to take us away. Simpio, are you ready?
Let's do it together.
We're going to do a tag team, right?
You start it off and I'll end it off.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. I'm going to turn up the music right now. Now, my friends listening live, you might not be able to hear the music, but tune in. Cliffcentral.com, you'll be able to hear it. You see, in life, not everything's always going to be easy. In life, there's so many hard things that happen. But you need to go out and you need to do it hard. Because you know what? In the hard times, that's where the sweet victory is. Every single time. Let me tell you something. If you want to be a precious stone, something like a diamond, you need to be willing to get cut like a diamond to be a diamond. Mm. You can't just pick up a diamond like a rock. It doesn't just come from, you know, from the surface. It comes from deep down in the hard places. Mm. Diamonds, in fact, were first coal, something that looked unattractive, and work is sometimes unattractive, right? Nobody likes things that look unattractive, but let me tell you what, planting a seed sometimes seems unattractive. There's a lot of soil, it's a lot of really bad rubble and everything, but the good news is that when the harvest time comes, when you're driving that Lamborghini down the road because you that big farmer, all of a sudden everything looks attractive now. I'm saying live your dream while time is still on your side. You have nothing to lose except the fear of the unknown.
Yeah, let's get it going. Let's get that beat going. Let's get the pace up again. I want to tell you a story about your future. Your future needs to be fought for. Your future isn't a place that you're going to. It's a place that you're going to create. And what you need to do is that you're going to have to fight. There's sacrifices on the other side of your obedience that will lead you into your destiny. What I want to tell you today is that there is a fight. And the fight in you is crazy. The fighter in you will make you realize that you have everything in you. You have what it takes to become the person you need to be. I want to tell you today that you need to fight, because the pain of falling short is nothing compared to the pain of stopping short. Fight like it's the last round of first team trials, and everything depends on this moment. Fight, because that student loan isn't going to pay for itself, and you know you were called to be a doctor, a teacher, a pilot, a writer, the person you were destined to be. This is your hour, guys. This is the time to stand up. Fight, because there is no fear attached to your failure. Just faithful lessons that will propel you, into your future. Fight, because on the other side of your sacrifice is your future. This is your hour. This is the time to stand up. Now go out there and leave your mark, baby. Go and be crazy. Come on.
That's the Unplugged and In Charge Radio Show, baby. We're live and unplugged. Man, I'm feeling this. This is absolutely amazing. My goodness. Wow. I don't even know where to turn down the music from. This is absolutely great, guys. If you're listening live from Facebook and from Instagram right now, please tune into the app. That's cliffcentral.com. Listen live right now. You can download the app for free on the App Store. We're about to get down into some really great conversations right now. Thank you very much for tuning in, though. It's been absolutely amazing. For those who have just joined us on the Cliff Central platform, welcome. This is the show that is the shortest hour in the week. Man, I'm loving the show, man. I got that buzz right now, bro. Man. Thank you so much, Simpiwe. Man.
Thank you so much, buddy.
Yeah, like, man. Give me a high
session,
five
buddy.
In
it's
there.
It's been a session, dog. It's been a session.
Woo! All right. So tell us, what's the highlight of your week, Simpiwe? My highlight of the week was coming to this show having you as fired up as you are right now.
I was about to say, bro, you know, the week has been good, but this moment right here, right now, was the complete highlight. I think that we're just setting new standard on the week. I don't know how the rest of the week is going to be, but right now, right here, right now, here, now, here, this is the highlight of the week, buddy. Wow. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
I don't even know what's about to happen, but it's going to be...
This has been absolutely amazing. So thank you very much for tuning in. This is, of course, a really great place that we get to engage with people that inspire us in one way or the other to go after the things that we really like to do. You know, I say in life, your life needs to taste like something, man. You need to smack your lips right now. Smack your lip. Your love needs to taste like something, man. Come on.
It's got
to
be salty.
They got to be so sweet to you. You know, your life has got to have some essence, something about you, the passion that drives you to do the things that you love to do. So many people in life go through life tiptoeing around. They're so worried about making mistakes. Yeah. They're so worried about taking risks on certain things. They go around tiptoeing in every single thing. Yeah. And what ends up happening is, it's like, for instance, You're eating a watermelon, right?
Yeah.
But you've cut it into these blocks and you don't even chew them. You just swallow, and then you swallow another one, swallow another one. And I mean, if you do that, ultimately you never really get to taste much, right? I mean, your life is really tasteless in a way, because you really just tiptoeing through every single thing. You're so scared, so worried that you're going to make a mistake. And that's not really the best way to live life. The best way to live life is really having to taste every single thing. Imagine eating a watermelon and you just sink your teeth into it and the juices are sweet to you. Life is sweet like that. You know, and you can see the sun rays as it hits the watermelon from different angles. Man, it glitters of the juice. That's how life is supposed to be, and that's what life is created to be.
That's crazy. It sounds like your life needs to have some sort of flavor. Your passion is the catalyst for the flavor in your life. That flavor will dictate your walk, your talk, everything about you is in that flavor. So if you're too salty, it's okay. You're supposed to be too salty. If you're too sweet for some people, then it's all right, man. You're supposed to be that level of sweetness, because we don't need to settle. We gotta set a new standard continually, right?
Just taste like something, man. Please, loud. Wow. I know, Simpiwe, man. I really feel good. I feel good. I think this show has helped me to, you know, I feel good, man.
I'm hyped up, buddy. I'm hyped up in the highest way, bro.
Yeah.
I'm hyped up in the highest level. I don't even know how to describe how I feel. I feel like I'm high, bro.
Yeah,
like,
high on life.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's I miss being here, man. Where have we been, bro?
Where have we been? I feel good about being here, too. Yeah. It's really great. So, I mean, some of the really cool things have been happening in my life is I've started going back into more speaking engagements.
Yeah,
like more, obviously I speak a lot, but most of the time I'm emceeing and things like that. But this time around, I started going back to high schools and varsities and, you know, speaking there. And it really is such a fulfilling thing to see yourself, to see that your story and your message can actually spark something in another person's life and make them, cause them to walk with a different beat, the life that they are walking, you know. And that's always a beautiful thing.
I miss that, eh? I realized, I was thinking about that last week. I was like, shucks, I miss going to schools, you know. Like, it gets exhausting, because high school kids are the toughest crowds to speak to. But at the same time, that is the place where you have the most impact, which is the most humbling experience, because you realize that there's a shift in focus from yourself to really imparting your knowledge and experience into the next generation. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. If you can spark the dream in somebody else, then you have done and fulfilled your purpose in life. I think that's the ultimate purpose in life. It's in essence really inspiring another person. If your dream could inspire another person's dream, then you're living your best life. And that's what it's all about.
That's
crazy.
What it's all about. And inspiration is different from anything else. You see, inspiration is you just sparking something in someone else to go fully after what they love for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, you're not necessarily trying to say that they need to do what you're doing, but you giving life to someone else's dream by them seeing you live yours. You know, for instance, if you, let's say you were a really great fashion designer,
yeah,
and you tell a story about hardship and how you went from, you know, really trying really hard against all odds,
yeah,
to eventually making it. Someone else who's thinking, saying, man, I'm a scientist and I'm really trying hard to develop this new concept to this biodiversity thing that I'm really, yeah, trying to work at. Or maybe someone else is trying to write a book. But when they look at you and your life and they say, wow, man, that's the type of life I want to live for myself.
Yeah.
My dream's different, but the drive is the same.
Exactly.
You know? And then they can go and do that for themselves in their thing as well. So ultimately, when you live your dream, what you are actually doing is you giving life and permission for someone else to live there.
Exactly. Mm. And that's what life is all about. I mean,
yeah,
I think dreaming is undermined so much in the times that we live in, and it's not necessarily right. I think it's very important to dream. I think it's very important to rise up to the above the mediocrity of the times, to stand above what people say or think about you, and really become who you're supposed to be.
Mm.
It's all on you at the end of the day, and it's all on your choice. I think we spoke about it earlier, and we were talking about how we need to fight for your future. Well, future, yeah, is a place that we're not going to, but rather a place that we're creating with our actions and our thoughts each and every day. And it starts with how you see yourself, how you think about yourself, and really what you want to leave behind at the end of the day, because it's not all about you. I think I need to emphasize this point, because a lot of people tend to think that their dreams are about themselves, but the greatest people recorded by history, mm, left a legacy behind, not for the next generation, but the generations after that. Mm. I want to live the type of life that really impacts my grandchildren's children.
Yo.
Like not my grandchildren, but my grandchildren's children. That's a legacy that, mm, goes beyond like your lifetime, that goes beyond other generations' lifetimes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's the type of mark that we need to make with our lives. And, mm, I think those are the types of leaders that we need nowadays, especially in South Africa. Not leaders that are self-centered or focused on the current times or the problems that we're facing, but really have vision for the future and where they want to take South Africa. Because if we have that focus on the future, our actions today will be dictated by that vision.
Yeah, I think we can even take examples or clues from some of the everyday things around us.
Yeah,
if you look at a car, the rearview mirror is so small compared to the windscreen.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
but let's say you have bigger dreams than what a car has. Your dreams are about distant seas and distant galaxies,
yeah,
then you need to realize that a spaceship,
mm,
has no rearview mirror.
Mm, mm, mm.
An aeroplane has no rearview mirror. Don't be out here operating out of your past and what happened to you,
yeah,
before. No. Your future is much more important. Operate from the future. They say that the difference between successful people and those who actually fail quite a lot in life,
yeah,
is that successful people actually operate from the future,
yeah,
and what they plan for themselves. And people who fail a lot and are failures in general operate from their past experiences and what has happened.
Yeah.
And they base everything that they're about to do based on how badly the previous thing went.
Yeah. I think another thing that successful people do is the fact that they're not defined by their circumstances or, mm, the lack of opportunities. Because a person that really wants to be successful, that wants to make something of their life, will pursue their dream, their desire, that position that seems impossible right now, in spite of the circumstances. You need to realize that you're not a victim of your circumstances, but rather the victor that has everything they need in them to equip and empower themselves to step into that future, to step into that opportunity, to step into the desires that you want. It all starts with you and getting up today. It all starts with just getting up today and pursuing, maybe just talking to that person, setting up that meeting, calling that person. And once you do that, you are taking baby steps towards your future.
Yeah.
It's not something that will happen like now. You see where you want to go and you'll be there tomorrow. No, you're not going to get there tomorrow. You're going to get there through a lot of failures, through a lot of frustrations, through a lot of stumbling blocks, through a lot of rejection, through a lot of meeting people which have no purpose, through a lot of profitless ventures,
yeah,
mm, in a real way. And then after developing your character, you can actually step into your future, your calling, your desire, everything is dependent on you developing your character and just hanging on in the process. I think the problem with our generation is that we want things instantly, and we live in a very instant world. I understand that. But what you need to realize is that you're going to fail a couple of times, but your failure doesn't necessarily define who you are. The pain of falling short is nothing compared to the pain of stopping short. When you stop short, you give up on that dream. But I want to tell you that your failure is your building blocks, your character is being developed, and your character will sustain you when you get there to the mountaintop. Because when you get to the mountaintop, you're not there to point people towards you, you're there to point people towards the way to get to the top as well. Because I don't think we need to be pursuing dreams and stuff like that, or visions that only allow one person to get up there. I want to take a whole lot of people up there. I want to take the whole damn squad with me and show people that, hey Baba, you don't necessarily need to stay down there. You've got everything you need to do in you. We have an art of storytelling in the African culture. We need to tell those stories of success and not really focus on the problems. I really think that the tide is shifting. We need to shift the tide, actually. We really need to shift the tide and really stop focusing on the problems. I understand fees hasn't fallen. I understand that there's a whole lot of issues with xenophobia, but the solutions to those problems are in us, and we need leaders. Leadership is a solution to each and every problem that we're facing. So let's get up, leaders. I'm calling out all leaders. This is a major key announcement to all the people that are out there listening to the show, that you are a leader. This is your time to get up. You have the solutions. Now get up and walk in the victory that you have already. Yeah, man. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. All right.
Yeah.
Woo.
Man, I love it when this guy is fired up.
Dog, I feel like I haven't been here in a while, bro. Like, I've had so much to say. I feel like I'm about to explode. Yeah.
That's fantastic, man. Yeah. We need to keep you out of the show longer.
Nah, bro. I'm ready.
Yeah. If you're going to come back like this every single time, you need to keep this thing going.
I couldn't even sit down today, bro. Yeah. Like, you know, like, I was like, nah, there's no
and
way.
And it's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's a good thing. Now, Simpio, I actually bumped into one of your distant uncles.
Yeah.
And he's a professor. In fact, he actually wants to come here sometime.
Yeah.
He was telling me about your family tree and so on.
Yeah.
And mentioned that, okay, fine, there's this big Nzaluba, like up high up there.
Yeah.
And then he mentioned all the descendants.
Mm-hmm.
And from looking at that, I think your great-grandfather, if that's what he is.
Yeah, yeah.
He did what you're saying now about, you know, operating for the future, like looking at the future and making sure that his whatever impact he has is not just there for his grandchildren, but for his great-grandchildren.
Yeah, he said.
Because, my goodness, when the names are being mentioned of this one is the father of this who has done that, this one's in government, this one is was the first black account CA in the country, this one was the first black person with the major accounting firm, this one is... You see when you're driving on the highway and you see that, that's him. And this one is in nanotechnology and this one. And I just thought, wow, this is absolutely amazing. I think that right there is an example of someone who's really done what we hope more people get to do.
I think it can be all like founded on one statement. On the other side of your sacrifice are the footsteps of your sons tomorrow. And what sacrifice are you willing to make today for the future of your legacy? I mean, my grandparents, my parents have all sacrificed in major ways. But I'm truly grateful for their sacrifice, because I step on their foundation so that I can go higher. But I want to tell you, if you're the first generation legacy creator, it's all on you, man. Like, there's nothing holding you back. You can do what the greats have done. You can do what the Madibas, the Martin Luther Kings did. A lot of people out there have done major things with their lives. But and the simple thing that they did is that they made up their mind. It's not an easy journey. I want to emphasize that fact. It might feel like a lonely journey. I was talking to my brother last night, and we're like, because we want to achieve a lot of things with our lives. And he was saying, you know, this is a tough journey because it's lonely. The one thing I want to say is that it's lonely, but you're never alone, because when you have God with you, you can do the impossible. And that's what I believe. So never believe that you don't have everything that you need in you to become what you need to be, because everything is in you. You just need to make up your mind and step into it. Your potential is equal to God's power, and when you enact and use your potential, that's when God intervenes and takes you to the next level.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, man. Bro.
Absolutely amazing. Now, if you want to take part in the conversation right now, there's a couple of ways to do it. The first way is via WhatsApp. That is 079-748-2090. So you can just send us a text. We'll read it out right here on the show. Even a voice note, if you got a voice note, we'll just figure out how to operate the things. But that's 079-748-2090. So, I mean, no matter where you are, I think WhatsApp is that cool that you can speak to people right around the world. And that's a really cool thing. Other than that, just include the hashtag Unplugged Radio Show.
Yeah.
Just put that hashtag on Twitter and even the at cliffcentral.com when you are also mentioning whatever you want to talk about, it's going to pop up right here on the screen and we'll get to share it immediately.
Yeah, so I think we need to get into what we're talking about today. And I think the inspiration behind what we're talking about today is what Ricky Rick did a couple of weeks back. You know, we're talking about it, opportunities. What is it? Opportunities?
So opportunities don't just happen.
Yeah.
You have to create
them.
You have to go out there and you have to make things happen for yourself.
Exactly. And this is what Ricky Rick had to say.
Yeah. The whole time. I thought I would be more excited to get this. If you know my raps, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Shout out to all the kids that never get on radio, that can't get their song played on radio because they don't have enough money. Shout out to all the kids who put out music videos that never get their music videos played on TV because they don't have the money. There's a lot of people that struggle to put music out in this country, and I feel like there's too many structures that are blocking people from putting out the dopest music. 90% of the shit I hear on radio is garbage. The stuff is living on the internet. Everything is living on the internet right now. So if you're a kid and you're watching this right now, forget radio. If they don't let you play on radio, you better go to the internet and make your songs pop on the internet.
Hey.
Yeah, they cut me.
Ricky, what a G, bro. I couldn't sleep after I watched that speech, bro, because I was like, this guy spoke the realest shit out there. Like, I am so impressed because the structures that be would not allow him to do that, but he still did it. He won a radio award, and he said, the shit I hear on radio is garbage.
Jeez, yeah. And that was pretty bold because,
yeah.
I mean, in that very song, the song that made him win the award,
yeah.
He says, and if people are paying for these awards, then I don't want them.
Yeah.
In that same song, the song he won for, that's the very song he mentioned the thing about the awards.
That's,
so this is actually all...
That guy's got balls, bro. All I want to say is that he'll never win an award at those awards again. Like, he'll never allow him to win an award again.
And I think it'll be like Kanye West, man.
Yeah.
I think Kanye West ended up winning again. Yeah. So because the brand doesn't want to make it seem like we are censoring people.
I don't know, bro. I think of the Grammys and people like J. Cole and Nas, where J. Cole had a picture that said F the Grammys. J. Cole to date has not won a Grammy. Nas to date has never won a Grammy. Like, that's a deep thing.
You never know.
But there's a sacrifice that he put there, and he's trying to make people aware to the fact that opportunities don't just happen. You have to create them, and you need to step out and use the platforms that are available to you. Be faithful with what you have to express yourself, to reach out to people. There are structures out there that might not necessarily allow you to expose yourself, but we live in a social media age, and the times that we live in, anybody can listen to your stuff anywhere.
Yeah. Now I was having a conversation with Gareth Cliff, and he was telling me, in fact, I think it was even on air, and he was just saying that, you know what, gone are the days where you have to wait for someone to come into your life and say, hey, now you are famous, or now you are this. Nowadays, you can actually take life into your own hands.
Yeah.
Be responsible for your own social media and this and that, and there's so much power really in social media that it even takes away the power in what people thought was TV and radio and so on. You can really do so much more in the Internet of Things now. And this whole thing of, yeah, I'm just waiting for my big break. I don't know. I haven't met an agent. I haven't met this. I haven't.
Today's your day, buddy.
You can just get started, you know, and it's amazing what you can actually achieve if you just put one foot in front of the other. Yeah. Now, talking about a gentleman who has put one foot in front of the other, I've got a gentleman right here in studio with us, and he's really done quite a lot of amazing things. Smoothie, so how are you doing, sir? Let me just turn you up right here. Cool stuff. So it is Smoothie So Gift Squane. Is that Osejuane? Which one is it?
Squane. You've just said it so well.
Oh,
thank you.
Fantastic. Perfecto. All right. So Smoothie, so you come from Soshanguve.
Yes.
Originally from Soshanguve.
Yeah.
So tell me about life in Soshanguve when you were still, when you're still in your high school years.
Well, first of all, before I proceed, let me just start by commending you guys for the wonderful work that you're doing.
Thank you.
You're making so much
impact out there, especially in the lives of young people.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, coming back to
the question that you've raised. Basically, life in a township, in most cases, you're surrounded by a lot of negativity. Mm. You don't think about opportunities. You tend to complain a lot that, okay, government is not doing this for me, etc. And you tend to be surrounded by people who are doing a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
People who are, currently there is this issue of Nyaupe and a whole lot of other drugs that take place in the township. Mm. So being surrounded at that particular, growing up in that particular environment, it basically for me, it inspired me to step up, to stand out from the rest, stand out and do something for my life, because that basically created in me the will to help other people to make an impact in other people's lives.
Yeah.
That, let me just stand out from the rest and just, build myself up, develop myself up, and then I come back to the community and just, uplift other people and just, help improve other people's lives. Mm. So it was that kind of a situation, all that you think about in Soshanguve, actually in all the townships in South Africa, and all other, other villages, all what you think about is just to, it's all about girls, it's all about sex, it's all about a whole lot of other things.
At Vicks.
Yeah. And then there's too much, and then there's too much, there's a sort of peer pressure.
Yeah.
So for me, that motivated me to work harder so that I can come back and just educate these young people that, it is possible for you to achieve whatever that you want. Mm. It is possible for you to become great. Being great is not about magic.
Yeah.
But basically, just like you've said earlier on, that you need to take ownership of your life.
Yeah.
You need to start doing something for your life. You need to have a vision for your life. You need to have a purpose for your life. So for me, it started all by having a vision for my life that, this is what I want to be after such and such a long time. And then from there, I didn't only end up by having that vision, but basically what I did was to work out the vision, was to work towards ensuring that at the end of the day, that particular vision is realized.
Yeah, that's something very powerful. And I want to emphasize the fact that you said you decided to stand up and stand out in your community. But what I want to understand from you and ask you is the fact that you were in an environment, you're in Soshanguve, peer pressure plays a major role. It's a very difficult thing to stand up and stand out. So what inspired you to stand up and stand out? Did somebody influence your life in a major role? Or what happened? What made you make that decision to be different to everyone else?
Well, first of all, for me, I've always been exposed to the greats such as Maya Angelou. Who has really shaped my life. I've never met her. People like Madiba. I've always looked up to people like Madiba that, this particular gentleman, Nelson Mandela, as young as he was, coming from that village of Tunu, he managed to become the world's greatest icon. So that for me really inspired me, but also because I'm a journalist by profession. So every morning when I tune into the TV, and I used to watch Morning Live, and I used to see Vuyombuli. Mm-hmm. And then that basically inspired me that, okay, one day I want to sit on that particular chair. Yeah.
So you saw yourself somewhere.
Exactly, exactly. I just saw myself, you know, taking over from Vuyo.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
That's powerful.
Yeah,
man.
Definitely. So it's important that in life you've got people you look up to. It's important in life that you read widely.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier on about social media.
Mm.
You know, let's not use social media for gossip purposes only. I mean, fine, gossip is nice, but let's use social media to develop ourselves.
Yeah.
All the information that you need is on social media. All the information that you need is available on the internet. So all what you need to do is just to give yourself some time and take that initiative. Go to the internet, search for opportunities, search for bursaries if you're a student. Don't complain, because complaining doesn't help. You know, we keep on complaining about the government, that the government is not doing enough. You know, I believe that we've got the power in our hands to make things happen. We've got the power in our hands to make the world better than it was yesterday. So why don't you just take that initiative and look for these opportunities, you know, go to the net, search for those bursaries, etc. So in that particular way, you'll be benefiting yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, here's Busiso from Soshanguve. Normally people in Soshanguve, if you attend a school there, normally they feel like, you know what, these schools don't really have much, the infrastructure is not great, and this and that and that, and the teachers aren't passionate. You know, there's a lot of reasons, or maybe sometimes some people view them as excuses as to why people are not getting out there doing big things.
Uh-huh.
Now, for you, Sposiso, was it all beautifully laid out? Did you attend a school in the suburbs? Or tell me about your education.
Yeah, tell us the journey.
Mm.
Not at all. I just studied at that particular time because I was born in the 80s.
Yeah.
And obviously I was exposed to Bantu education.
Yes.
So the infrastructure was built.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't born in a rich filthy rich or wealthy family.
Yeah.
But the environment, you're right, it wasn't that comfortable. There was that sense of discomfort. You had to really have a vision in order for you to survive under that particular circumstances.
And nothing has changed. Till today, you still need to have a vision.
And also, during my high school days, I didn't perform well at some...
Is it?
You know, I wasn't the best student.
Yeah.
I wasn't the A student.
Mm.
You know, in such a way that even with matric, I ended up upgrading matric.
Okay.
You know, at Abbott.
Oh, yeah?
You know,
the adult school.
It's an adult school,
Cool. So here's this smoothie so from Soshanguve. He goes to Abbott to upgrade his schooling, right?
Yeah.
After a year, we see him now studying at UJ.
Yes.
In UJ, you did a Bachelor's of Arts in Journalism, right? And then after that, you decided you're not stopping there. Tell me more. Then you went on to do your Bachelor's of Arts in Politics, and you got an honors.
Yeah.
And wow. Okay. And then after that, you decided you're not stopping here. a Master's of Science in International Development.
Yes.
I'm telling you about a guy who comes from Soshanguve. I'm talking about someone who received a certificate of academic excellence.
Yeah.
He wasn't even that excellent in high school, in that place with bad conditions. He went on to get an academic excellence award at the University of Johannesburg from the Dean of Humanities. Alright, then he got selected by the city of Joburg and the mayor, in fact, Pakstau at the time, to be one of the delegates at the One Young World Summit.
Yeah.
My goodness.
This
then
guy
you went
is...
on you got a scholarship. Yeah, my goodness. This is the Sheving Scholarship to pursue Masters in International Development at the University of Birmingham.
Birmingham. Yeah.
Okay. And then you got selected as one of the speakers at that very same place And this now, this time around, this was in London. Wow, okay. And I mean, the things just continue. Selected as African Youth Delegate at the 2016 African Union Intergenerational Dialogue with African Heads of State held at Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. Yeah. My goodness. Yeah. Look, I'm not even going to carry on with this thing. Just goes on forever.
I've never seen such a dense resume with so many accomplishments and achievements. It's crazy. It's crazy.
From a guy, from a man, from a young boy from Soshanguve, who didn't really have much cut out for him. Mm. He didn't really have anything on a plate. In fact, when you finish matric and you go to ABIT because your matric didn't look all that great, people are like, ah, Shem, it's going to be a garden boy. This one, maybe at best, he's going to be that lady or that guy in ShopRite saying plastic, yeah. You know. Mm. But for you to do all these amazing things, this really, really is an inspiring story.
Thank you so much. And indeed, I'm so grateful for all those accomplishments. I'm not saying that I've made it.
Yeah.
But there's still a long way to go. Mm. But all in all, what I can say is that don't look at your background. Mm. You might be born in a poverty-stricken background with no resources at all, etc. But your background doesn't determine who you're going to be in the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you just, what do you need to do? It might not happen today. I like what you've said earlier on.
Yeah.
You know, you might not get to, you know, you might not be successful in one day. Mm-hmm. Rome wasn't built in one day. But every positive step that you make every day basically will inspire you to move on.
Yeah.
So you need to bear that in mind, that it involves a whole lot of hard work.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter when, you know, how long it takes for you to get there. But as long as you've got the vision, you keep your eyes focusing on the vision.
Yeah.
You know, you don't lose touch of your vision. And also, as long as you surround yourself with people who can inspire you to be great, you know, and it, once you do that, definitely the sky's a limit. Actually, it's not even a limit. You can go further. You can soar like an eagle. You can go further and further.
There is no limit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So wait, I just want to ask you, and you're talking about vision and where you want to go. And after all those accomplishments, we haven't even spoken about half of them. Like, I think we touched like a third of them. What is the end vision for you? Like, I just want to understand that. Like, if you've accomplished so much, where are you going? Like,
that's a good question. But anyway, it's a good question. You know, first of all, before I just speak about my vision, you know, what impresses me in life is to see somebody else's life being improved.
Mm.
You know, I'm not concerned about changing a million lives, but my focus is basically changing one single life, because in return, I don't know how many lives that are going to be changed by that particular person.
Yeah.
So for me, you know, I just regard myself as somebody, you know, who has been called to make an impact in the world positively, no matter how little it can be. But at the end of the day, as long as somebody comes and say, you know, thank you, you've made so much impact in my life, as long as somebody's life has been improved, that's what makes me happy.
So it's not about money or the mansion or the cars. It's really about touching individual lives progressively going
absolutely
forward.
So coming back to your earlier question about my vision, I will continue to work hard up until I see myself becoming the UN Secretary General. I actually don't know how long it's gonna take, but I'm just optimistic that one day that's gonna happen.
I don't doubt that you'll make it,
absolutely,
though.
Absolutely, thank you.
Jeez, you know, while I was driving here, I was just listening to the news and I was hearing about how 24 million rand got just stolen yesterday.
That was like your local episode of Ocean's 13,
you know,
bro.
Yeah,
like,
and then I was also just hearing about corruption and this and that. Mm. And I was really, a part of me was a bit down, thinking, eish, Mara, the leaders of South Africa seem like they are, I don't know, like they seem like they're a bit corrupt, and or maybe not just a bit, but then it's money disappearing and it's this and that. And I just thought, is there any hope for any honest people getting up there. You know what, Sibusiso, I feel we need people like you up there, man.
The world needs you, bro.
We need you. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're not going to get up there and start changing your vision, right?
I won't. Definitely won't.
Yeah.
So, you're absolutely right. I always tell people out there that, particularly young people, that we are not the leaders of tomorrow, but we're the leaders of today. So we need to start. I mean, the only hope that is available is in us as young people.
Yeah.
And we need to bear in mind that Africa particularly is made up of a young population. And so that implies that you and I are the leaders. We need to start taking on leadership positions.
Yeah.
You know, where we need to come up with leadership that will inspire other people. You know, I mean, we've been discouraged. Every time you read on the news, you see negative stories, you read about negative stories, etc. That's so depressing.
Yeah.
So that is why I'm saying that as a new generation of leaders, you know, we need to leave a legacy that will inspire people, that will inspire people of the next generation.
Yeah.
You know, leadership is not about, you know, being concerned about yourself, your own self. But leadership for me is about serving other people. It's a calling.
Yeah. How do we make that practical? How do we inspire the next generation practically?
Well, I mean, particularly, there are simple steps. Just, you know, one of them, for instance, personally, apart from addressing people in different parts of the country, etc., I inspire people through social media. You know, I use social media as a platform not to brag, as a platform not to, you know, not to gossip.
Yeah.
I mean, gossip, it's good here and there. I'm not disputing that. Yeah. But I use social media because it can reach out to a whole lot of people. I use it to inspire people. You know, I use it to sort of share opportunities to people. That is why I've even got my own organization, Dream for Life Africa.
Yeah.
You know, whereby basically amongst the things that we do, we've got a platform of sharing information. So if you go to our Facebook page, for instance, Dream for Life Africa, you'll get updates about opportunities, about bursaries, about internships, about work, etc. So I believe that social media can be used to build one another. You know, so that's one way of, you know, of coming up with a practical strategy.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. And then I like what you said earlier on about going to schools. You know, use that platform. Go to schools. Excuse me. Motivate young people. You know, because as I said earlier on, that there's too much negativity.
Yeah.
You know, so you and I, we have survived that negativity. Why don't you go back and plow back in our schools? You know, why don't you go back and mentor people? Why don't you go back and guide people, guide the youngsters, educate them on, you know, on how they can live their life to the fullest.
Yeah.
Educate them in terms of how can they, you know, develop themselves, etc. So that platform, it's, you know, it works. I'm not saying that everybody's called to go talk out there. You know, even if you just grab one person with your hand and just be a mentor to that particular person, you know, you'll have made a whole lot of difference. Just imagine if we all act like that, you know, the world can become better.
Yeah.
So there's some of the things that you can do to sort of make a difference.
That's some powerful stuff.
Now, Sibusiso, you know, sometimes in life when something starts to go well for you and another thing goes well and you're thinking, okay, I don't know, this is too good to be true, you can sometimes get into this trap of self-sabotage where you think that certain things are too good to be true for you. And I'm reading your resume here and I noticed that, okay, one thing happened and then you went off to London. Okay, cool. Then you're back and you're thinking, okay, back to reality. And then, you know, you're working on the next thing. But how did you keep a level head to make sure that, you know, these things not overwhelm you? Because I think a lot of people always feel like they're overwhelmed by too much achievement.
Yeah.
They get worried that this high is going to end soon and I'll crash. And people will say, yeah, you looked promising. Now look at you.
Yeah, that's a very good observation. First of all, what I believe in is that just have a vision about your life. You know, and also write that vision down. And each and every year, just at the end of each and every year, just go back to the vision. Try to see if have you actually achieved something toward that particular vision. Yeah. You know, so basically, if you've got the vision, use the vision as a guide to the future, you know. But also, I'm personally motivated by the people I hang out with, you know. I mean, for instance, you mentioned about the Chibing Scholarship, which is a scholarship for young leaders from all over the world.
Yeah.
That is basically provided by the UK government, the Foreign Commonwealth Office. Basically, it's given to young leaders from over 150 countries. So those people who I hang out with, basically, they inspire me to move on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
You know, when I read positive comments on Facebook, or when somebody updates me about a particular success and so on, you know, that basically motivates me to go on and on.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah, and each time I decide to sleep, you know, and let's say, for instance, I just sleep, and then all of a sudden I just see this message coming up. You know, I just immediately, once I've read that particular positive message, you know, I pick myself up.
That's a beautiful
and just
thing.
Move on. You know, so it's important for you to take note of the people you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
You know, surround yourself with people who understand your vision.
Yeah.
People who support your vision. People who want
look
to
at
see
you
great.
Who look at you and see greatness.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. So you said something extremely powerful now. The circle that you surround yourself with will really either push you into your greatness or hold you back from your greatness. But now, another thing that we tend to do is we tend to compare ourselves very easily, like with our generation.
Yeah.
How do you make sure that you never compare yourself to your good friend, and make sure that you don't develop jealousy or something with that regard? You know, because jealousy is a natural thing, but you just said that, I get happy when I see my friend succeeding.
Yeah.
How do you make sure that you stay in your own lane and that we move forward? I wanna get practical advice from you, because I mean, we're a tribe out here. We need this practical advice.
That's a good question. Basically, I mean, it's human nature that you can feel jealous when somebody else succeeds and so on. But just know that in this particular life, you are responsible for your own life. You came here as an individual. You know, all of us can be here, and also just understand your strengths. That, somebody else might be gifted in particular with a particular strength.
Yeah.
But accept the fact that you are not gifted in everything.
Yeah.
Accept that, you know, and then accept yourself. Accept the fact that you are unique. You know, I mean, I'm Sibusiso Skwane.
Yeah.
You know, you can't compare me to Simpiwe, for instance. You know, accept that. And also, stick into your own lane.
Yeah.
You know, that's very much important. You know, don't focus on other things, because once you focus on other things, you won't win the battle. You won't win the race. So stick into your own lane and don't be pressured by people out there.
Yeah.
You know, and in most cases, us as young people who are mainly, we've got our celebrity idols.
Yeah.
You know, everything that you see on TV is glamorous, etc. And then you don't know how that particular person got that particular thing.
You don't know their journey.
Exactly. You don't know their journey. So it's important that you stick into your own lane.
Yeah.
You know, and don't be pressured by other people. You know, but most importantly, let me emphasize a point on friends.
Yeah.
The people that you surround yourself with, you know, encourage one another.
Yeah.
Motivate one another. You know, appreciate one another. When somebody else has succeeded in a particular thing, you know, congratulate that particular person. Don't just envy that, oh, I wish I can be some poor.
Yeah.
You know, but instead, let's just learn the culture of motivating, encouraging one another on a daily basis. So what I do personally, practically, you know, I don't allow my friends or whosoever to control me, you know, but I've realized the importance of learning how to lead your own life. Take ownership of your life. You know, don't just live your life, you know, so as to please other people, etc. Yeah. But take ownership of your life. Be the leader of your life. You cannot become a leader if you fail to lead yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I think while you were talking, I just thought of an analogy of, let's say, life is like a bus ride, and often, let's say at the back seat you met your good friends, and these people, you know, you vibed with them really well, and you guys went forward together. And along this journey, let's say one particular person's destination comes up and they have to get off earlier than everybody else, and you now standing there at the window watching as a certain manager gives this person some brand new, let's say, Puma shoes, and says, congratulations, here's some shoes, brand new, you're gonna get Puma shoes for the rest of your life, and you're looking at the window and saying, man, we used to sit together. We were friends.
Yeah.
And man, I wish I could get Puma shoes. Mm-hmm. And you're just sitting there wishing that you could get off, also meet the manager so that you can be handed the shoes as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but now the bus continues and you're holding your hands there against the window and you're just watching everything go by. And then the bus stops at the next stop and they say, Simpiwe, your turn has come. You're thinking, oh, what's going on? Then when you get off, you meet Bill Gates, and he says he has just bought the brand Puma, and he wants you to be the CEO.
Oh, no!
You see, sometimes in life, you know, don't be worried about, hey, this person got off before I did.
Yeah.
Ah, man. Sometimes your destination is bigger.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just stay on the bus and be happy that this person found their destination.
Absolutely. I think one thing I want to say is, and especially just reiterating what Spusiso said, is that it's not good to compare yourself to somebody else. And I think once you start comparing yourself to somebody else, the first thing you realize is that you've already forgotten your worth.
Yes,
yeah, you've devalued yourself in the highest regard. And you're so unique. It's not fair to compare yourself. Like, if you see yourself that way, you'll never have to look at somebody else's life and really try and copy or mimic their life.
Imagine you're a muffin.
Yeah.
You're a muffin. You just so happen to be next to Maguinya.
Hey.
Guys, and now you want to compare yourself to Liguinya.
Hey,
No way. Muffins are worth far more. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. So Simpiwe, just in wrapping up, Dream for Life Africa. This is your NPO.
Yeah.
And you guys do a lot of amazing things. I think when I read here one of the things that you guys feel is important is to impart knowledge and guidance to young people and children, and to instill hope, self-belief and discipline in them in order to help them achieve their full potential regardless of the odds against them. And that's really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
So tell us just a little bit more about it, and also, you know, where we could, you know, how we can get a hold of you if we want to invite you towards certain projects and things like that.
Thank you so much. First of all, Dream for Life Africa was established in 2014.
Yeah.
And as you have rightfully mentioned, the aim is to basically uplift disadvantaged communities through youth empowerment.
Yeah.
So we've got a mentorship program for university students whereby basically we link them with industry-based professionals with an aim to expose them to the workplace. And also we've got career guidance for high school learners whereby the purpose there is basically to help them in terms of exposing to, you know, them to to useful information about bursaries, about career options, etc. We normally hold some career expos, for instance. And then also, we'll be launching an app, you know, that focuses on improving math and science, and it's called CubeNot. So that particular app, basically, currently we are recruiting professionals from different industries, particularly in math and science, engineers, etc., to come and become tutors through the app. So for more information, because of time, I cannot just wrap it up quickly, but because of time, for more information, please drop us an email at dreamforlifeafrica@gmail.com. Yes, and then you can follow us on Facebook, Dream for Life Africa. But we are calling for professionals to come join as tutors, to come join as mentors. So once again, is dreamforlifeafrica@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. Yep. Well, that is Sibusiso Gift Skwane. Thank you very much. You're an absolute inspiration. And we hope that you do great things right here in South Africa.
You're most welcome, and keep up the great work that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've hit the hour mark. It has been the shortest hour of the week, but don't fret. Don't be dismayed. You will have us again next week. Same time, same place. What I want to leave you with is really what Sibusiso was saying today.
You don't need to have the biggest chest. As long as it's packed with a whole lot of heart, you've got to fight for your dreams. You've got to put that vision in front of you and go after it. You need to become illiterate to the word coward, because you are not a coward. You are a conqueror. You have everything you need in you to rise up, to conquer, and to live your best life. I have been blessed with the honor to be with you this hour. I will see you again very soon. Until then, remember that the future isn't a place that we're going to. It's one that we're creating. And the act of creating not only changes our destination, but the creator. You are the creator. Rise above your circumstances and conquer for your future. Because on the other side of your sacrifice is not only your future, but of the future of those waiting for you. Thank you very much. We'll see you again next week.
It's the shortest hour of the week. It's Unplugged and In Charge. Thank you very much for listening. Let's see you on the other side of this week. So Thursday, every single Thursday at 12 o'clock, yeah. Do tune in. And if you miss it, you can always get the podcast. Don't worry. In fact, go through our other podcasts as well. There's amazing content to find there as well. Until next time, I'm Weza, Bad Guy, signing out. CliffCentral.com.